Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the RDM Radio Show. You're listening to Derek Muhirwa, also known as Derek the Priest, and I'm with the Rabbi Daniel Malinga. We're going deeper and deeper, unveiling mysteries, talking revelations as regards to death, the concept of death. Well, we started from life before this life that we're living. You know, what were you doing while you were still in heaven? And we talked about how that affects the life that you live in this time realm, and also the transition into the other side, which is life after death. How all these three realms interact, and we keep going deeper and deeper, explaining different mysteries and revelations that have to do with this. And so, yeah, allow me welcome the Rabbi Daniel Malinga.
Thank you, Derek. We've done a number of sessions. The last session, we just talked about how thin the veil between this world and the world to come, or the other world, is, and how there seems to be some loopholes or legalities that allow certain spirits to have access to this realm, though temporarily. And by spirits, I'm talking about the spirits of men that have left this earth. Today, I want us to just, touch on in the region of the underworld, hell, and with that I'll touch a little bit on what happens to the believer, the unbeliever, in that realm. Now you're going to read for me Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
Okay, Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, it reads, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him."
Okay. So we know that God created all things, visible and invisible. And so everything, there are things that we can see that were created, and there are things that are unseen, that were also created. When Adam fell, two major things happened. There are many things that happened, but two major things happened. One, that the kingdoms of this world were handed over to the devil. Because when the devil appears to Jesus, he says, the Bible says he showed him the kingdoms of the world and said, "All these have been given to me."
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And they were handed over to him By Adam when he fell. Now, when most people think about the kingdoms of the world, they're just thinking about the physical kingdoms. Greece, America. The kingdoms of the world, they are kingdoms that are in spiritual realms. That are attached to this earth. So Adam's rule was anything connected to the realm of earth. His dominion. That's why the Bible says you shall have dominion over the fowl of the air, which is not just talking about birds. It's a summary. It talks about that lives in the sea, and every beast and creeping, crawling creature that walks upon the face of the earth. So he's given a certain degree of dominion over everything in the realm of men. Now, there are three major realms, albeit four. I'll say it again. There are three major realms, albeit four. The first realm is the realm of heaven, or the heavens. Okay?
Yeah.
The second realm is the realm of men. Okay? Or the realm of the earth.
Okay.
The third realm is the realm under the earth, the underworld.
Mm.
And there's, I'll call it a fourth realm, but it's linked to the earth realm. It's the realm of the sea. So there are three major realms, but they can be categorized as four.
Okay.
Because there is the sea on earth. Mm. The Bible says the waters below and the waters above.
Mm.
There are seas below and there are seas above.
Okay.
And this way I need to tell you. So there are three major realms.
Mm.
I'll bet four.
Okay.
But I won't dwell on the fourth one for today.
Okay.
Okay. All these regions have their controller. Okay? God controls the realm of heaven and the underworld. Yeah, I didn't expect that. God controls the realm of the heavens,
yes,
and the underworld.
Okay.
Now, please understand that God is God, so he controls everything.
Yes.
But in terms of legalities, well, you know when the Bible says
the heavens and the heavens belong to God,
but the earth has given children of men. And God can control the earth, but the earth he has given it to children of men.
Yes.
So in the same kind of mindset, God controls the heavens, he controls the underworld. And I'm going to explain to you why. The devil does not control the underworld.
Okay.
Because the underworld is a prison. Okay? The realm where the devil had control is the realm of earth and the sea. That had been given to man. Are you with me? If you don't understand this, then you won't understand hell. So I need to set this up. Now, so each has its area that is being controlled. When God created everything, all these realms, all these regions, actually I'll call them regions. When he created all these regions, the three regions plus the fourth that I told you is the sea, each region has its inhabitants. The inhabitants in the heavens, plural. The inhabitants in the underworld. The inhabitants in the sea. And the inhabitants on the earth.
Okay.
All right? Now, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens.
Yes.
NIV says heavens, plural.
Yes.
And the earth.
Yes.
Now, that means from the biblical perspective, if it says the heavens and the earth, we know that there are more planets than the earth. There's Jupiter, there's Mars, there's what? That means from a biblical perspective, when it says heavens and the earth, the Bible's mindset is that anything outside the earth falls within the category of the heavens.
Okay.
You're with me?
Yes.
That's why it says the heavens. So Jupiter, Mars, all those are in a certain category of heaven. Then there are other galaxies and so on and so forth. And each has its inhabitants.
Okay.
Okay? Then there's Earth. And Earth has its realm. There's a spirit world linked to Earth. Okay?
Yes.
That has its inhabitants. All right? We had this discussion the other time and I was explaining to you that the Chinese calendar is thousands of years old.
Yes.
And on it, it has the year of the pig, the year of dog,
yeah,
and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
All these creatures exist.
Yeah.
Now there's the year of the dragon.
Yes.
Okay? Now, is it possible that all those creatures could exist except one?
No.
You see? Yeah. These guys must have got it from somewhere. Yes. This is a creature that actually exists.
Yes.
All these things that we talk about, phoenixes, they exist. Job 39 verse 9. You know what a phoenix is?
Yes, it's that bird that never dies.
Yes.
It's just consumed in fire and reborn. When its years are full, it's consumed in fire and it rises out from the ashes as a new.
So all these stories come from somewhere. They don't just...
Yeah.
They're
not just fables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Job 39 verse 9.
Job 39, verse 9.
You read for me the KJV.
KJV says, "Will thy unicorn be willing to serve thee or abide by thy crib?"
So, a unicorn exists.
Mm.
Now, the translations, because the translator looked and says unicorn, they just gave it another meaning. But yes, the original translation says unicorn.
Mm.
So, we should take it as it says it.
Yes.
Okay? That these creatures exist in a certain realm tied to the realm of men.
Okay.
Now, because God created the heavens and the earth, and I've explained that everything outside the earth is considered heavens, plural.
Mm.
That means generically, every being outside the realm of earth is called angel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Generically.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
That means there are times in scripture when the Bible could be referring to angel, but it's actually referring to a type of being, and it's using a generic term.
Okay.
So, a unicorn could be an angel.
Okay.
Okay. A phoenix could be an angel.
Mm.
A dragon is a fallen angel. But they're all angels.
Yes.
Now, because God created everything, every creature that we have known of, that people have talked about, dwarfs, vampires and those, they have somewhere they came from, and they have types in the spirit world. I want to say this in a way that people can understand, that there is nothing God did not create. And so anything that is demonic is only a fallen
version
of what God created.
Okay.
So if you have understood that, then you'll understand that not all fairies
are evil or fallen creatures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not all dwarfs.
Vampires, mermaids, goblins.
You understand? Not all marine spirits are demonic.
Are demonic spirits. Okay.
Why? I've taught this before, because there's a scripture in Revelation that talks about the angel in charge of the waters. An angel of God is in charge of the waters. So there are angelic spirits that deal with the water. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't got to hell yet. Now, God, by his divine wisdom, when he created earth, all these realms that were created, all these regions, what regions we call? We said the heavens.
Say the heavens.
And the heavens are many.
Yes.
They're not just three. Paul says, "I went up to the third heaven." It's like saying, "I went to the third classroom." It doesn't mean they're just three classrooms.
It's not the ceiling, yes. There's more to it.
Yeah, there's more to it. Now, I'll get to that in a moment. There are many heavens. Then he created the realm of men, which is earth.
Then
the underworld, also created by God.
Yes.
Okay? Then the seas, also created by God. Now, the realm of earth, every region that God created has as its foundation underlying elements that create that region. So the realm of earth was created with elements of light, earth, air, fire, water. Those are the foundational elements of the realm of men, the realm called earth. And God, what he does is that every element, he puts a spirit in charge. That's why there's an angel in charge of the waters in the book of Revelation. That's why there are spirits that operate by fire. The Bible says,
the ministering spirits are flames of fire.
Flames of fire.
Yeah.
Okay? The Bible says that the angels who are four corners of the earth, they control the winds of the four corners of the earth. The angels in charge of air, the wind. The Bible refers to the devil as the prince of the power of the air. Okay? So all these elements have beings in charge of them.
Yes.
Now, there are other regions that are created by different foundational elements.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Not like ours.
Mm.
And that's why you find, I've taught this before, that a lot of the elements that we see here on earth are fallen.
Okay.
Fire, there's fire on earth, but there's fire in the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
The Bible says of God, he's a consuming fire.
Yes.
That fire that God is not the same
fire that we know here.
The lake of fire is not your normal. Stop trying to compare it to this fire here. The other fire is alive. It's a living being. Okay? There's water on the other side. Just as there is water here.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say? It talks about the river of
Euphrates.
No. I'm not talking about Euphrates. There's a river of life.
Oh, yes. The river of life.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's a river of life. The Bible talks about that in front of the
throne.
Of the throne is a
sea of glass.
A sea of glass.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the way we perceive things here on earth, the other side, things are multiplied. They carry a life of their own.
The vibrancy is way higher.
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, look at the scriptures. John the Revelator says, I heard the seven thunders say. So on the other side, thunders speak. They have a life. Here you're just hearing. Okay, so these regions have beings, their elements. The elements are different in the way they operate in this earth and they operate in the other world.
Okay.
But they're also unknown elements, elements we know nothing about.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I had to make that straight so that you can understand now these clear regions. Why? Why are they these three major regions? The Bible says that every knee in heaven, on earth,
and under the earth.
And under the earth. Okay? Shall bow. So those are the three major regions.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But why I'm adding the sea is because the Bible says that when the devil fell in the book of Revelation, verse 12, chapter 12, it says, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth and of the sea.
Wow.
Can you read that scripture? Revelation chapter 12. Just look for it very fast and we see.
Revelation 12 verse 12. It says, rejoice, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time.
So the inhabitants of the earth and the inhabitants of the sea. Some time back I tried to explain that these inhabitants of the sea are not... they are a separate being who call this world home. They are not fish. They are not whales. There are inhabitants under the sea that call this world home.
Okay.
And so when the devil fell, there is a warning sent to those who live on top of the earth and those who live on the sea that this guy has come to you.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay?
Now,
let's go on a bit because you will ask some questions. Now.
Yes.
Because these regions exist and they have the inhabitants, it's important you understand that the devil specifically and some fallen angels, fallen angels are different from demons.
Yes.
Okay? The devil and some fallen angels are not in hell. They're not there. Let's read Revelation 20. Verse 2 to 3.
Revelation 20, verse 2 and 3. It says, and he laid hold on the dragon and that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled.
So you see there that the devil is grabbed and thrown into that bottomless pit. Another one says hell. Okay?
Yes.
So if he's grabbed and thrown there, that means he's not in there.
True.
Okay? Can we agree?
Yes.
They can't put you where you've already been.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it concludes by saying, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season.
Mm.
Meaning he will be bound for a moment, but then again he will be loosed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the devil, the devil is not in hell.
Mm.
The Bible says he roams around like a roaring lion.
Seeking whom
if you're in prison, how can you roam around?
Even with Job, it's like I've been moving to and fro.
To and fro.
The earth.
So the devil's judgment hasn't yet come.
Mm.
And him and some fallen angels occupy the second heaven.
Mm.
They have a realm in the second heaven.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Which originally belonged to Adam.
Yes.
Yes.
They have a realm there
where
they're occupying. Now, there are spirits that are in hell. Because hell is a prison of sorts. Now,
yes.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Let's read that very fast.
Matthew chapter 21.
25, verse 41.
Matthew 25, verse 41. It reads and says, then shall he say also unto them on the left, depart from me, ye cast into the everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels. Prepared for the devil and his angels.
So, he's talking about a realm called everlasting fire, hell.
Yes.
And he's saying it's prepared for the devil and his angels. And his they don't occupy it.
Mm.
Yet.
It's just reserved for
them. Yeah, it's reserved for them.
Mm.
And so, there was no believer who was supposed to go to hell.
Yes.
So, this place was created for them. It's a prison of sorts.
Mm.
In Job chapter 2, Job goes down into the waters. And the Bible says the bars had covered him. He went to a prison of sorts for 3 days and 3 nights.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So, ideally, this place under the earth, under this earth, there's a place that is a prison for specific spirits. Now, if you dug... and they say, let me dig until I reach the core of the earth.
Mm.
What would you see?
That's interesting because the testimonies of guys who are doing that similar act, and they got to a point of not absolute heat, but fervent heat. But they could also hear voices. And screams, you know? And so they had to abort their mission.
I heard that. They were Russian scientists or something like that.
Mm.
I heard about that online. Mm. But a man can only go so deep. Imagine the oceans, because of the pressure down there, we can't...
You can't be sustained down there.
Yeah, down there. So there's a lot of secrets down there that we don't know. The same with the core of the earth. If you continue to dig, the heat is too much. Mm. You can't.
Mm.
But just like you'd go to the planets and see nothing, except what you're seeing physically.
Mm.
I think it would be something like that.
Yes.
Where you're seeing lava, you're seeing heat.
Mm.
But there is a spiritual world attached to what you're seeing.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get to that in a moment.
Okay.
So, we said there are regions.
Mm.
These regions also have realms. Just like the region of Earth has... can have physical realms. There's Africa. Mm. It's a continent.
Mm.
There's Europe. They're physical. Then the region of Earth itself also has spiritual realms. There are realms attached to Earth. So you can go to a forest, see a forest, but there's a spiritual world attached to that forest.
Yes. Yes.
There's a spiritual world attached to Africa that is different to the spiritual world attached to Europe and linked. It's one spiritual world, but different regions.
Yeah.
Okay? So, within these regions, the heavens, earth, underworld, the sea, there are specific realms. There is a realm called paradise.
Okay. In which region?
In the heavens.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm.
There is a realm called paradise. Now, originally, that realm was under the ground.
Okay.
It was Abraham's bosom.
Mm. Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, there's a region called paradise. Okay? is one realm in the heavens. We think that when you die and leave this earth, where we're going is paradise. But that's just one realm. There are other realms we don't know about that are not paradise.
Yes.
In the heavenly realm. You understand?
Yes.
There. We'll talk about purgatory at some point. Do you know what the word purgatory means? Purgatory comes from the word purge.
Oh, yes.
To purge, fire.
Interesting.
Anyway, let me leave that one.
You say something about there's nothing that is named that does not exist.
Yes. There's nothing that is named that does not exist. So if there's a phoenix, it exists. It might not exist in the form that we've seen it or we know about it, but it exists. If there's a vampire, there's a form of it that exists. Anything that is named exists. When something is not named, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
And I remember when we talked about this, we said that in the spirit world, everything has a name. You might not know the name because some names are revealed. But as long as something is named, it exists. If a thing does not have a name, it does not exist.
Okay.
Okay? That was just a by the way. Right. So we said there's paradise, which is a particular realm. Okay? Now, Paul mentions it in scripture. He says, I know of a man, whether in the body or not.
Yeah.
This is 14 years ago.
Yeah.
He was taken up to the third heavens.
Yes.
To paradise. So he was taken to a particular
realm
called paradise. Jesus turned to the guy and said, today you will be with me.
Yeah, in paradise.
In paradise. But what he was referring to was Abraham's bosom.
Interesting.
Because that's where he went. Jesus went after.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? Now, if that's making sense, because I'm moving slowly so that we can touch the things that I want us to touch.
Okay.
There are realms that only God knows. There are unknown realms.
Okay.
Some that might not have beings in them. They are unoccupied and they are kept for specific for his children of for his children or as rewards. They're given to men as rewards. You know what the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 6? It says, God searched and seeing that there was no one greater than him, he swore
by himself.
By himself. You know what it means for God to search? He searched, looked everywhere that there is in every realm, studied every royal being, and saw that there was no one greater. And so he saw by himself. There are unknown realms beyond the ones that we know that are going to be revealed to us as time goes on. Now, quickly. Like I emphasize that in all realms except the realm of God, where God abides, there are good, there are demonic and divine beings.
Yes.
So if you went to Jupiter now, they're not just demonic beings. Jupiter has its spiritual world.
Yes.
Just like the earth has its spiritual world. And there are beings attached to that divine and demonic that are in constant war.
Battling over territory.
Not just, over territory. Okay? You go to Saturn, the same thing. So in all these realms, there are royal beings, there are regions in which spirits are in charge and all that. Now, hell has dimensions. If you go to the underworld, there are dimensions. The Bible talks about the bottomless pit. also referred to as the deep.
Yes.
Also referred to as the abyss.
Yes.
So those are the same thing. The bottomless pit, the deep and the abyss. Now I need to explain that there are two versions of the deep. There's the deep that has to do with water. The Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered over.
Over the deep.
Over the deep. That has to do with, Jesus told the disciples, launch into?
Into the deep.
Okay? That has to do with water. But there is a deep that has to do with the pit, with hell.
Okay.
Okay? When Jesus was casting out a demon, it says, have you come to torment us before our time? Then the demon requests not to be sent to the bottomless pit. Okay? That means there are regions under the world that demons are scared of. Are you getting what I'm saying? Can we find that scripture?
Yes.
Let's look for it and then read it properly and quote it. Then we'll see how we can go on from there.
Okay, this is Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, verse 31.
Okay.
It says, so the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of the swine.
I want the part where it says, the Spirit says, have you come to torment us before our time? Let me get it. That is verse what?
There is verse 29.
Ah.
It says, and behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine.
Okay. Now, you look for the part that doesn't just say cast us before time. It says don't send us, you've come to send us to the deep or to send us to the pit.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's a different version or it's a different story in one of the Gospels that says that. And then we can see how to... So just to make it clear, there are four regions. Each region, I've really tried to summarize them, and each region has various realms inside of them. Yes. These realms have inhabitants.
Yes.
And these inhabitants have different kinds, unknown creatures.
So there is Luke 8:26, verse 37. Read it. It says, I'm going to read. From verse 27, it says, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man that had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke them, and he broke the bands, and was driven of the devils into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? He said, Legion. Because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them out into the deep.
Okay, that's the one I was looking for.
Yes, Luke 8:31.
Yeah. So they're trying to avoid going to the deep, or yes, what they call the bottomless pit. So there's a dimension in the underground,
yes,
called the deep,
mm,
or the pit, or the abyss, that demons mm fear to go to.
Mm.
So the perception we have of hell,
mm,
generally,
mm,
is that demons are running around doing whatever they want, mm, but hell is a prison, and it's a prison in two types.
Mm.
It's a prison for spirits that were not in God,
mm,
and it's a prison for demons.
Okay. Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, and there are areas or chambers where demons themselves get tormented. That's why the previous version says the previous gospel in Matthew, mm, it says, have you come to torment us?
Before our time.
Before our time. Mm. So there's a place of torment.
And there is a time appointed.
Yes. And mm now, do you know who does that torment? This is the reason, goes back to what I was telling you,
mm,
that God controls the heavens and the underworld.
Yes.
That's why Revelation 20,
mm,
verse 1. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1, it reads, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand."
Okay. So there's this angel that comes from heaven,
mm,
and he has the key of the bottomless pit.
Mm.
That key is not with the devil.
Oh, yes.
So the underworld
mm
is a jail.
Mm.
And because it's a jail, mm, the prisoners cannot control it.
True. True.
You see?
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bible says hell was created for the devil,
yes,
and his angels. Yes. So we perceive, you know,
mm, we think it's the devil's office.
It's the devil's office.
Yeah,
that's not what it is.
Mm.
That the reason why demons,
yes,
their regions,
mm,
why they fear to go down there is mm because they are being tormented by angelic beings.
Okay, Revelations 1:18 says, "I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell
mm
and of death."
Yes.
Jesus.
Okay. Mm. Now, I want you to understand, this is just powerful, that there is a region in the underworld that
mm
we're calling hell.
Mm. Yeah?
There's a region, let's call the entire underworld hell.
Okay.
There's a region in hell
mm
called the bottomless pit. And that bottomless pit, demons fear it.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, this angel in Revelation 20 that came down had the key to the bottomless pit.
Okay.
A particular region
mm-hmm
in hell.
Mm.
Jesus took the keys of hell.
Mm.
There are many.
Oh, yes. So all the different dimensions.
Different dimensions.
Yeah.
All these regions. He took
mm
the keys.
Mm.
And in Revelations, this angel has a key
mm
to a region called
the bottomless pit. Interesting. Wow.
Eh? Mm. Okay. And in that region,
mm,
these things, the specific beings that mm are taken there.
Mm.
Let me show you. Isaiah 14:15.
Isaiah chapter 14
mm
and verse 15. It reads and says, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit."
Okay.
Yes.
So he's brought down to hell,
mm,
but to the side of the pit,
mm, mm,
which is a different place.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
A different region altogether.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Mm. And that one is for tormenting demons.
Mm. Interesting. So there's a bottomless pit.
Yes. There's a bottomless pit.
But down that pit, there are sides to it. Prisons of torment and affliction.
You haven't got it.
Mm.
That's what I have said.
Okay.
There is hell.
There is hell.
In hell, there's a bottomless pit.
Okay.
There's a region called the bottomless pit.
Yes.
That's why Isaiah 14:15 says, "You shall be brought down to hell." The okay region of hell, in hell,
okay,
to the side of the pit.
Oh, I get you. to the side of the pit.
Wow. Okay. So it's a certain region.
So this is all a different region from the bottomless pit.
No.
Because it is to the side of the pit.
You're not getting what I'm saying. You're not understanding.
The side of the pit is the region of the bottomless pit.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's the bottomless pit. It's the side of the pit.
Okay, okay. I get you.
It's like saying you will go to let's say Silver Springs Hotel, but to the side where there's a swimming pool.
Mm.
Okay? Okay? So you're saying you're brought to hell. Hell is the whole place.
Yes.
But to the side of the pit.
Yes.
Where the pit is.
Okay.
That's where he's brought.
Okay.
So there's a region called the bottomless pit.
Okay.
And that region, according to scripture, is also referred to as the deep, or also the abyss, because that angel in charge of the abyss or the bottomless pit has a key. Okay? And that's where these demons didn't want to go. Please don't send us there. There's someone tormenting demons, and it's not fellow demons.
Wow. The prison wardens are not demons.
They are not demons. Are you with me? And we haven't even got to the lake of fire. We haven't got to that yet. Now, that's one region. Let's touch other regions for the sake of time.
Okay.
There's a region, 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4.
Mm.
It reads and says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell."
Okay. The word hell there is Tartarus.
Okay.
Now, this scripture here is referring to the angels that sinned. So, let's clarify. There's a difference between the angels that fell with the devil in Revelation chapter 12 verse 3.
Okay.
And these angels that sinned with the women in Genesis chapter 6.
Yes.
These are two different categories. And in here, the Bible says these ones were taken to Tartarus in 2 Peter 2, 4. So Tartarus or hell, it says hell. So it's a region in hell where these particular beings specifically are kept. It's not the pit.
Yes.
These particular beings that sinned, they're kept by themselves and they've been there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it Jude chapter 1? Okay, Jude only has one. Is it verse 6? Read for me verse 6.
Okay. Jude verse 6. "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day."
Okay?
Yes.
So this is the same, it's Tartarus.
Okay.
These ones are not being tortured. They're reserved in chains.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
It's different from torment.
Yes.
So there's a region called Tartarus. There's a region called the bottomless pit. Okay? Now, there's also a region called Gehenna. Matthew 5 verse 29. Matthew. And in Luganda, they call it what?
Gehenna. And interestingly, even in Japanese, the word is the same.
The same.
Matthew?
Why do you know that? Okay.
Watch
Matthew 5 29.
Matthew 5:29. It says, and Matthew 5:29, "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast, into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable unto thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell."
Now, there's a KJV version that says, is that KJV?
Yes, it's KJV.
There's a version that says Gehenna. It doesn't say hell. But, okay. It doesn't matter. The translation there is different.
Yes.
It's the word Gehenna. Now, Gehenna means fire.
Yes.
Okay? And this is the reason why some people could have experiences of hell just being dark.
Okay.
Another, people are shouting in fire.
Mm.
Another, someone is isolated,
mm.
all alone, because they're different regions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, Jesus refers to Gehenna,
yes.
which means burning fire. And he's talking about here, he's talking about the souls of men.
Okay.
So let's just recap.
Mm.
There's a region where demons are tormented.
The bottomless pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a region called Tartarus where some fallen angels, not demons,
yes.
are being kept.
Reserved in chains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
I'll show you at some point that these beings being reserved in chains, this region is under the sea.
Okay.
It's not...
Yes.
It's a place under the sea.
Yes.
Okay? So, then there's this region called Gehenna where some people, souls of the living,
mm.
who are of people who are living on earth,
mm.
they're in some form of fire.
Yeah. Actually, checked out the dictionary.
Mm.
The original translation from Greek
mm.
is that word Gehenna
mm.
to mean hell.
Yes. So Gehenna is different from Tartarus, which is different from the deep.
Yes.
Or the bottomless pit.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
The word Gehenna actually comes from the sons of Gehenom.
Okay.
A certain group of people that were mentioned in scripture.
Mm.
It's an area.
Okay.
Okay? Now, that area is where they used to have rubbish in the time of Jesus, and they would just burn the rubbish. So it was there was a constant flame burning. That's where the word Gehenna came from.
Okay.
From the sons of Genom.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, the spirits that go there, that fire there is not your normal. Your normal fire.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, there are regions in the underworld
mm.
where demons are given the free rein to torment certain spirits of men.
Okay.
So, within the confines of the underworld, there's a region where the demons are free to do what they want with specific spirits under there.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Mm. When someone goes to prison, you're all in prison, but there are people who are tortured by prisoners.
Yes.
Eh? Mm. In the prison.
Mm. Yes.
You understand, eh?
Yes.
Now, in Acts, the Bible says of, you look for it. In Acts, scripture talks, Acts chapter 1, it talks about Judas. And the Bible says that he was taken to his own place.
Oh, yes.
So Judas has his own place. He's not, not in Kayola with everyone. By virtue of what he did and the type of person he was, there is a specific area that was
put in
just for him,
yeah.
Prepared just for him.
Wow.
Can you get it? It's Acts chapter 1 or chapter 2.
Okay.
Chapter 1 verse 25.
Okay, Acts chapter 1 verse 25. It reads and says... Okay, let me start from 24. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two you have chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he may go to his own place.
Yes, so he went to his own place.
Yes.
That's also a specific region in the underworld.
Mm.
There's a region called Hades.
Yes.
So Hades is different from Gehenna.
Yes.
Which is different from the bottomless pit, which is different from Tartarus. And Hades, the translation, there is the grave.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's a gathering of dead people. It's where the dead go.
Okay.
Hmm? Then, so, it's like a gathering of the dead. Then they are apportioned.
Different places of habitation.
Yeah, of habitation. And you know, scripture says death and Hades were thrown
into the
lake of fire. Yes. So death itself is not just an event. We talked about this some time back. It's a living being. Okay?
Yeah.
Even Hades, the grave itself, that area is alive.
Okay.
You'll find on when we go to the other world, you'll find that there's no such thing as an unliving thing. That places have a life of their own.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? I don't have time to show you. Hell actually has a shape. I'll say the shape of a man.
Okay. The form of a man.
The form.
Yes.
Because the Bible talks about the belly of hell. It talks about the heart of hell. We don't have time to go this, but it's a ship.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay? And in it, there are gates and entries and areas of damnation. Anyway, quickly, because I see time is running out on us. And I want to touch this as fast as you can. So, because there's an angel with the key.
Yes.
Jesus had all the keys to death
and hell.
And hell. There's an angel in charge of the bottom left pit. The devil is not in charge of hell whatsoever. He's never been. Okay? Even the beings, when someone dies, where they go has nothing to do with the devil. Okay? There are governing spirits that decree these things. Then what happens in there is based on how you lived here on earth. Now, there are levels of damnation. There are degrees of punishment in hell. Matthew 23 verse 14. Let's read it. Matthew 23 verse 14.
Matthew 23 and verse 14. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation."
So if there's a greater damnation, there's a damnation.
Yeah.
So Jesus himself is saying that there are levels of being damned. And imagine, we haven't gone into the other levels that have to do with people that have, like, Hitler level punishment, or leave alone people that sold their souls to the devil. He's just talking about you did not take care of the widows and what. Yours is a greater damnation. Now imagine the ones beyond that.
The scripture that says, "He that knew to do good
but did not do it, will be
He will suffer more strokes than he that didn't
actually know." In the book of Romans it says anything that is done without faith is sin.
It's sin. Yeah.
You see? Where would we be without grace? Okay, quickly.
Yes.
Okay. When a believer dies, they go to rest. Whether you say what, a non-believer, when they die, they do not go to rest. This stuff of rest in peace. They do not go. Because rest is not an event, it's a person. The Bible says, and it says, "Enter into my rest." That means the other one is entering into what? Non-rest. You know, constant labor for eternity.
Yo.
The Bible says there now remains a rest. Actually, look for the scripture for me.
I believe that's Hebrews chapter 4. Okay, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9. It says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God."
Yes. You see?
"For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works."
Yes.
"As God did from his."
So that means, I want you to understand what's going to happen when you transition to the other world. Everything that you're doing here is a pilgrim, it's a journey. And everything you're doing is called works. Okay?
Yes.
Now, all these works, there's a purging that will happen to the believer and a purging that will happen to the non-believer. The purging of the non-believer will be for sin.
Okay.
The purging of the believer will be for his works. And so every work shall be tested with fire.
Yes.
Okay? all the works that you've done here. Then you rest from the works. You rested. All your works are done. It's like how God did everything.
And he rested.
And he rested. So you rest in your works that have...
Okay.
that you've done here on earth.
Okay. That's interesting because it shows another revelation of the fact that your works are also... It's you really putting together the habitation that you're going to rest in for eternity.
Yes. So you rest in your works. Okay. So they will be burnt up. There's some... It's now, this is where the... Should I say this? This is where the element of the realm of purgatory comes from.
Okay.
That it's not a purgatory for sin. Okay? Because Jesus has sorted out element of sin.
Yes.
Purgatory means to purge fire.
Okay.
To purge with fire. And there will be a purging. There's a place where everyone now has left this earth. Until that day of judgment when works shall be tested. They're in a state of purgatory. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Those works then will be tested. Then you enter your work.
And if there's nothing left of your works, you have to seek refuge in another man's.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are, oh my God, I don't know if I'll say this. There are believers who will not be, there will be levels of rest based on the work that they're in. You know, people think, you see the way this world is, eh?
Yes.
There are states of heaven and hell from a physical perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You first experience heaven and hell from here before you go to
the actual.
Now, there are people who are experiencing from a physical a heaven. They are rich. They lack nothing.
Yes.
It's a heaven of this kind of earth.
Yes.
Then there are people who are experiencing a hell from that physical perspective. They are poor. They lack from that level. Now, then you go higher. There are spiritual states of heaven and hell even here on earth. That someone can be drowned in the presence of God and be surrounded by angels constantly.
Oh, yes.
They're experiencing a heavenly even while they're still here on earth.
Oh, yeah.
But someone else, demons are always attacking them in the night.
Yes.
They're experiencing a hell from a spiritual perspective.
Yes.
Now, all of us experience states of heaven or earth or hell here on earth. And then when you go that side, depending on whether you're in Christ or not, now you experience the entirety of it.
Yes.
But there are levels and states. So just like here, there are some people who work for others.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know how to explain this. That there are those who have entered into a wealth that is like how someone here is wealthy. And he has everything he wants. He hires people. People do things for him. That on the other side, it might not be exactly like that, but there are categories. There are people whose rest is higher
than
others.
Yeah.
In terms of how they lived and the works that they did here on earth.
Okay. The degree of pleasure being enjoyed is different.
Yes, it's different. People who think, we think it's going to be the same. The Bible refers to him as a just judge. Okay, we're going to have to conclude. Any questions so far? So we've talked about the regions of hell. We've talked about the realms. Therefore, we've said that the devil is not in charge, that the areas where demons are kept, that they fear to go to those particular... And the fact that those spirits that spoke to Jesus didn't say, don't send us back.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning that's not
there before.
No, they didn't. They don't say, don't send us back.
Okay.
So they hadn't been there.
Okay. There's no back.
So where they were coming from was a different.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
And so once you go to that torment place, there's no coming.
Okay. There's no exit.
Yeah, there's no exit. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Hey. I don't know if I should share my questions. I fear time may not be
share one.
Woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. So, a question is as regards to the inhabitants of the sea. Are these also beings that are in need of salvation?
Salvation is for men.
Mm.
Jesus came to, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever should believe him not die but have everlasting life.
Yes,
so as far as we know, when Adam fell, Adam brought death to, yes, everything on earth in terms of its state, but to the nature of man because of the lineage of man.
Yes, yes.
So those beings under there, there is a chaos that the enemy brings to their realm.
Okay.
By being here on earth. Oh, I don't know. You know what the most powerful spirits are? Marine spirits. That before the devil fell, the water world was primarily divine.
Wow.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then a whole new other world that is demonic exists under there. We mostly know marine spirits from a demonic perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. That whole other world existed when the devil fell with his angels. And some took on the water, some took on the earth, some took on the air.
Okay.
All right?
And
that's why he's saying, woe unto your inhabitants. Because another world was opened up under the waters.
Okay.
Okay. Now, their marine spirits are so powerful. They're responsible for a lot of sexual things here on earth. They even have a strong link with money.
Yes.
They are so powerful. They're responsible for a lot of chaos. The weaker spirits are found on earth.
Okay.
The ones in the water. And they're beings that are in charge of various regions. In the water, demonic beings. One is a lady who likes to, sex is her major tool. She's a seductress. Though sometimes, so she's actually a serpent of sorts that changes into,
it takes on a form of a female.
Of a female, but also can take on a form of a male, depending on who. So it's not just female oriented.
Okay.
Yeah, we've gone into places they don't want us to go. Okay, let's close from let's close on that.
All right, thank you so much, Rabbi. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the RDM Radio Show, and if you have questions or comments, anything that you want to share, please put it in the comment section on the RDM app, and we shall consider it while having these discussions. So until next time, have a blessed week. You lover of my soul, Abba, Father, I'm deep in love with you, Lord. My heart, it beats for you, precious Jesus.